Hello, welcome to Sprucecast, where I share with you words that refresh, refire, and reposition you. Today, I'd like to share with you something important, and I do hope you stay with me for the next 5 minutes or less as I talk to you about this. A wise man once defined disappointment as unmet expectations. I don't know about you, but I believe that's a smart definition. Expectation is the belief that something will happen or is likely to happen, especially when it's about good or about succeeding with something or someone. We all live daily with expectation of good from our works, ideas, deals, even our relationships, and from time to time, events go the opposite way from our expectations. Now, this move away is what we often call disappointment. Disappointments can be devastating, especially when they come from quarters from where you least expect them to. I will now wrap my thoughts around disappointment in our relationships because that's my basic concern today. You see, you must understand that when it comes to human relationships, you cannot dictate how the other person who is in a relationship with you or the other persons who you are in a relationship with can choose to act. An attempt to do this is what is regarded as dictatorship, or more mildly put, manipulation. Now, once you are no dictator or manipulator, people around you will always reserve that choice to act the way they want to, do the things they want to, how they want to do them. Now, these their choices in certain times will not resonate with you. They won't be the way you want those things done. Hence, your disappointment with your choices. The thing is, if you do not know how to manage expectations, you will keep having relational crisis. So, I'd like you to think with me. Rather than keep going from one disappointment to the other, why don't you just crush your expectations? Why don't we just get along with people, resolving to see whatever they are without taking it personally? Why don't you get involved with people and then decide to allow them be themselves, do what they want to do, okay, and then take what they want to do as it comes and not take those things personally. See it as their actions and that is it. Why not allow people to just be themselves and then avoid putting up a regard on them which they have not clearly put on themselves? Remember the wise man said the disappointments are unmet expectations. So what this would mean is that where there are no expectations, there will be no disappointments. I'd like you to ponder on this and resolve what's best for you at this point in your life. Do you want to continue to go in and out of relationships, have friction with people because what you expect from them is not what they give you back? Alright, is that what you want? Or do you want to take the opportunity to have smooth relationships with people? Whichever one you decide, you must decide alongside with it what you must do with your expectations. I'll talk to you again soon. But until then, ponder on this. Thanks for listening.